This is not the sound of a stream running through the mountains. It's water from a leaking pipe trickling down a stairway. That's not a frog splashing into a lake. It's a piece of sheetrock falling into a puddle on a kitchen floor. And that's not a hiker taking a deep breath of mountain air. It's a homeowner gasping at the sight of a $12,000 water damage repair bill. 40% of homeowners have experienced water damage. Protect your home with the Moen Smart Water Monitor and Shutoff. Moen.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Power of Us. This is Abel.
And this is his daddy issues wife, Rosie. Mm. I'm not proud of it. Yeah. I have daddy issues.
Super.
Okay, dang. No filter. I have super daddy issues?
Super daddy issues.
Okay, what would you what would you say are my daddy issues?
Oh, that's not for me to say.
No? Why?
No, that's for you to say.
Because then we're going to get in trouble?
Yep.
Well, right, because look, I get mad at my daddy sometimes. You guys know my daddy. He's an awesome businessman. He's a good dad. My dad's a good dad. Always providing, always helpful. I have a lot of great things to say about my dad, but he's not a perfect dad. And I think none of us had perfect dads, correct? So as a girl,
like me and you?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Why?
I'm sure that there are good dads out there. I'm just saying, like.
No, but no one had a perfect dad.
Yeah, no, perfection is unachievable. Like, there's no such thing, I think, as perfect, but.
Yeah, especially, I think, at our age, and we grew up with a certain generation of dads. Dads that didn't show affection. Dads that have no idea what a love language is. Dads that had no communication with their kids.
Yeah.
But some of the daddy issues that I have, I've learned to realize are unintentional. My dad doesn't mean to do these certain things to me.
Agreed.
And I've healed from a lot of them, but spending time with him again, I feel like I'm getting re-traumatized. Mm. And it's my responsibility to heal that because my daddy's 75. I don't think he's going to change.
I don't think so, bro.
But it is my responsibility to fix those daddy issues. Because I don't want it to affect my marriage anymore. Yeah. Do you think my daddy issues have affected our marriage? Don't they can't see you. They can't see the stare that you're giving me. You have to answer.
So right now I look like, I think his name is like Kevja or Kemba or something like that.
Yeah.
The guy with the hands.
Yes.
That just sits there and just shows like the easier way to do it.
He is one
like,
of the top influencers according to Forbes.
Yeah, he's
so
a great
happy
job.
For that dude. Makes all those millions without ever saying a word.
Yep.
Okay, so yes?
Yes. Yes. Most undoubtedly.
I'm very sorry that my daddy issues have affected our marriage. I'm really trying to work on them.
To be fair. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
I believe that my fatherly issues have also affected
our... Wait. Yours ain't daddy issues?
No, mine aren't daddy issues. Why? I have father issues.
What is the difference?
I don't know.
It sounds less girly or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, it does.
Well, I have daddy issues and I should have realized that I had them younger because I would look for love from losers that probably preyed on my weaknesses. Mm. You know, that knew that if they just told me I was pretty, I'd eat it all up. And now it's actually the reverse. Sadly, with my husband, who I've grown to really believe that he thinks I'm really sexy and he really likes all the stuff I don't like about myself. I didn't like my thick legs. He loved them. I didn't like my pale skin. He loves it. I didn't like some of my jiggle. He loves it. Like, so it took me a long time to believe you. Mm. And that really sucks for you. But it was because my dad never once to this day has told me that I'm pretty or that I'm beautiful. Mm. And that's really tough, you know? So that's one of my daddy issues. Now, I was thinking the other day, my dad really stopped telling me after the sexual abuse. I think sexual abuse affected my relationship with my dad because I became very standoffish. I used to sit on his lap and eat breakfast with him and sneeze all over his food. And he used to always receive me and implement great things into my life. But once the sexual abuse started, which was at 8, wow. I backed off.
Yeah.
I thought all men were gross.
Wow.
So I must have subconsciously, involuntarily, really pushed away my dad so he didn't know what to do anymore. So then when he finds out that I was sexually abused, I think dads don't want to make girls feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I that's what I'm analyzing. That's what I'm thinking. I'm probably making excuses for him. But honestly, I know that my dad was not raised by a great guy.
Yeah.
When we went to Jalisco, I really found out my grandpa was like a deadbeat kind of.
Yeah.
My grandma was the really hard worker. My grandma was the one that would support her family.
Wow.
She was a saint, like literally, because he was not good to her. He'd cheat on her openly. He'd hit her verbally. He was abusive. He'd come and make a kid and then bounce to go party.
Oh.
And that's who my grandpa was. So my dad wasn't raised by a great man.
Mm.
How would he know how to be a good dad? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He learned a lot of good stuff from grandma, but because grandma was a little bit, she was really suppressed. She thought you're supposed to let your man beat you. She thought you don't say anything when he cheats. You just put up with it.
Wow.
So he really thought that's how all women should be. And here comes Rosie, very revolutionary, very, I don't take crap from anyone and I speak my mind and I don't care if a man cheats, he's trash. I think that challenges my dad in every single way.
Mm.
So we're going through it right now, but I think we're much more mature and we can handle it. He appreciates my differences, I think, but daddy issues will really affect your marriage if you don't fix them. If you're single and you have daddy issues, girl, fix that now, because you can potentially choose a wrong partner for you if you're allowing daddy issues to get in your way. If any boy that says you're cute, you sleep with, you have daddy issues. Because a lot of boys can tell you you're cute. It doesn't mean you have to sleep with him. It could mean that you don't know how beautiful you are, that no one told you, and now you got to tell yourself. You got to look at yourself in the mirror and be like, you know what? You are a cutie, and you don't got to give it up to anyone who's just because they saw it.
Yeah.
Let's say that a lot of men are going to see you're beautiful and you get to choose who is the one that you lay with and make your life with. But yeah, if you're not married yet, fix your daddy issues. If you're married, fix your daddy issues so that they don't affect your marriage or your parenting. But so I'm, well, I'll just confess to my friends. I am getting my breast reduction in November. I think I would have had it anyway. You know that I really wanted a lift.
Yeah.
I think they're too big I got them when I was 20. I'm 40 now. I feel they're too big. So I wanted them small anyway. But the other day, my dad said very publicly, so I'm not talking, I mean, he said it on a live and he said it very publicly that I look like a wrestler.
Oh.
And it really hurt my heart. Like, baby, I started crying in front of everyone. This is a full set of production, 13 people. I'm leading it. Juan and I are leading the production. And dad tells them all on camera that I have a wrestler's back. I immediately start to cry. It was dark, so I don't think they saw me. But if anyone really paid attention, they could have seen that I couldn't stop the tears from coming down my face.
Man.
I came home and I told my mom because I needed someone to validate or validate my feelings and tell me, hey, yeah, that would hurt me too.
Mm.
I'm like, am I being sensitive? Because when you have daddy issues and you've been gaslighted, you think it's you. Mm. You're too sensitive. You're being a girl. Like, buck it up.
Yeah.
But it was embarrassing, babe. Like, I remember I texted you immediately. And I was like, wait, is this wrong, babe? Or am I, like, sensitive? I am on my period, but this is still wrong, right?
No, I agree with you. I was really bothered that day. I've been bothered a few times since you started working with your dad.
Saying I'm fat again.
Yeah. And it's super frustrating as a husband to have married a person that, one, I knew you had trauma. My mom has gone through stuff in her life, and I've seen trauma in her life, and I've kind of gone to realize, oh, this is because of this, and this is because of that, and this is because it's just the way she
is. You're really good at identifying
and trauma. So I was able to, at an early age, I was able to understand, I'm like, my mom's acting weird, and it's probably because it stems back from this. And so I was always a little bit into psychology or really understanding.
Yeah.
But I knew that you had trauma. And so I'm like, I know that this is going to be stuff that I'm going to have to deal with. Some of it was similar to my mom. Some of it was different. Some of them was you acted out more. And some of it was like it didn't bother you. And some of the stuff that you've gone through, you've kind of come out on top of and learned to embrace it. And some of it you haven't. And then this is one of those things where we would spend, your dad wasn't around and didn't bother you.
Right.
But he also wasn't present.
Yeah, I've had a dad that is in my life.
Yeah.
But he works so much that he's not a present.
He was never an issue in our life or in our marriage.
Never.
Until most recently when you one, have been making an effort these last 2 years to really become more a part of his life, both with the kids, for the kids, and also for him.
I love that.
Because he kept he started growing a little bit older, and we kind of started seeing him. I think it was one day we went to a family get together, and he was invited, and he showed up, and I knew he was a little off. It was a little bit something different about him, and the way he was either reacting and stuff like that. It was a little bit slower. It was a little bit like, oh man, like, I don't know if he should be driving type of a deal. And he was going through something in his life at that time. And, you know, in Hispanics, and I think it is true that I think that love and family really does kind of bring a person and make them alive again. And then he got better. And then he's different. And then he was back to his old self shortly after, a few months after. And I think because of some other pills or something he was taking for life or something like that made him feel good. But I had spent our whole marriage, which is almost 11 years now, of like trying to take away some of those things that he has instilled inside of you that's kind of broken you.
Yeah.
And it really pissed me off that you've been working there for a few months and you start going back. Like, I think it was after like the second time that he said something to you, you started believing it and feeling it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You're really going to take this man's word, who is one, he's not your owner, you know, he's your father, but like you're mine now, we're together, you know? And it's like somehow it doesn't matter how many times I told you were beautiful earlier that day, this one thing on one part of your body that he focused on that day or something, everything just came crumbling. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And so I'm bothered that you let it bother you, but I'm even more upset of like, from a dad, like as a dad, like I would never say that to Sam.
Yeah.
I would never say that to Sam, and Sam is my blood. I for sure wouldn't say that to Casey. And Casey didn't come out of me, but like I would never hurt her or say something that would make her doubt herself, you know? If something were wrong with Sam or something like that, I'd focus on the great qualities that she has. Because you know what? There's not one person in this world that doesn't have something different about them that isn't perfect, you know? And I'm like, dude, like, so I got mad both as your husband and I get upset when stuff happens as a dad. I'm like, where does that even come from? Where does that logic come from?
Like, and the thing is that dad has always been like that. He's always been very hard on us on the physical. Mm-hmm. And I've learned now that the more you focus on the negative, where you're like, don't get fat, you're focusing on it so much that you get fat. And that's how we were all raised. You better not get fat. You represent the Mexican family. You're going to be in front of TV. Don't get fat. And I started getting fat. In fact, gaining weight was my protective mechanism against the sexual abuse. That was like, hey, men don't want you when you're fat, so get fat so you don't have to be sexually harassed anymore. Mm-hmm. And then at 13, I had gained 50 pounds in a year. Mm-hmm. I was really getting it hard from some family members at school.
Yeah.
But dad has always been like that. Not only with me. This isn't a rosy thing. And I know that. This is my dad's mentality of he really doesn't want to see anyone overweight.
Yeah.
One, because of health, but also two, because it doesn't look good on TV.
Yeah.
And so this is stuff that I've dealt with. I mean, and I thank God that my husband, that you, Abel, have really had patience with me. And that the fact that you say that you've had 11 years of like, telling me, of teaching me, of reprogramming my brain, the fact that you've taken that patience, because anyone else would have given up a year into it, would have said, she never believes me, why do I tell her? You have continuously told me, even when I answer with, really?
Yeah.
No, you're such a liar. And I could tell because you'll answer that. You'll say, babe, you look so good today. And you answer yourself, you're such a liar. And I'm like, dang, that's really me. So you letting me see you being that playful mirror is like, I wouldn't have noticed I did that. So, but ladies, it's up to us too. I've done the work with God. I have really gone to God, and this sounds silly, but I want you to try it. Heavenly Father, what do you think of me?
Wow.
Yeah. And wait till he answers. There are Bible verses, and really believe them. When he says you are his masterpiece, I challenge you to ask him, wait a minute, you think I'm prettier than a star? Well, it's a ball of fire, so yes. But do you think I'm prettier than a sunset, God? And you will start to see he, and open up your ears to hear him. Don't just block it out the way I block out my husband. And I'm like, really? You're such a liar. No, you can't say that to your creator. But really take the time and really write down the answers he gives you. And you're going to hear them. You're going to hear them from children. Wow. And you're going to hear them in verses and songs. You're going to start seeing it. And then you won't even be able to have an excuse for it. And I started to believe it, to be like, I am God's masterpiece. I am like his Picasso that he loves to sign his name and be like, from wow. God. God made this beautiful creation. Wow. And sometimes I think we're offensive to God. He made this and we offend him as our creator. Yeah. You should have made me this. You should have made me that. And we can't create anything. Yeah. And we're over here telling the creator that he did it wrong. But it's taken a lot of work on my part. Thank God, husband, that you have really been able to analyze those issues and stay persistent. Your love is so consistent, babe, and it helps me so much. And for all the times that you think it hasn't, it has. Because this didn't used to make me bad before. I used to just take it. I want you to know that now when my daddy says something offensive, I get mad. And that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. You know how I stand up to cashiers? I could never do that to my dad. But now I'm learning to. I'm actually playing the conversation in my head where I tell him, hey, dad, that hurt my feelings. I don't know how I'm going to say it. I don't know when. But that the fact that I'm actually thinking of it means I've gotten stronger in these 11 years. And I think our relationship has gotten stronger. I realized, and this is for my ladies, it wasn't even that long ago. When I said the main voice over my life, other than Jesus, is my husband now, no longer my daddy, no longer my mama. There was a time when we were kids, when we had mom and dad, or one of, or either or, and they were the main voice over your life. They were your visionary, they were your disciplinary, they were the voice of love, yeah. They were the voice of guidance. But once you get married, girls, you have to switch that over to your husband. That's why you got to choose a man that's not an idiot. Choose a man with some insight. Choose a man that can speak and really feed into you, because it's going to switch over, whether you know it or not. And if you marry a loser that is verbally abusive, it's going to hurt you, especially if you had a dad that was very vocal with his love. Usually we choose men that are the same. Sin querer, we choose our dad again. And I knew that I didn't want that. I love so many things about my dad. And I love it that the businessman, you reflect my dad. That's so amazing to me. I love that. But I knew that the cheating, the flirting with other women, I wasn't going to have it. I knew, and I told God, this is something I'm not willing to accept. So when I chose you, I knew you didn't have those qualities. I think I subconsciously chose a guy that was very detailed and vocal with his love for me, because I didn't get it from my dad.
Wow.
So if you have daddy issues, know what they are. Start bringing down those issues. Start reconstructing something new before you get married. And while you're married, really bring your husband into the battle with you. Tell him, hey, this just reminded me of my dad. I'm kind of like being re-traumatized. But I knew, and I had to switch it up. It wasn't up to Abel, and it wasn't even up to my dad. It was up to me to say the voice over my life, other than Jesus, is my husband's. And if he tells me I'm beautiful, I'm going to believe him. Wow. And if he tells me that I don't look like a wrestler, I'm going to believe him too. And when my dad says stuff like that, I'm going to tell him. But if he doesn't stop, it will not have as much weight on me as when I was 13.
That's good.
Daddy issues, girls. We got to fix them, especially for your daughters. And be able to tell your husband so that he doesn't make those same mistakes too.
That's definitely super helpful. If you as a woman know where some of this trauma comes from, expressing that to your husband can definitely be a huge help. And you just got to say it in a help me, see it in a different way. Because a lot of the times we're blindsided by some of these traumas. And so we would definitely like to know where it comes from and how to help you through it.
One of the ways that I asked you for help was saying, can you be my mirror?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the mirror in my life has either been my dad, social media. Well, when I was younger, it was magazines. Mm. My own mirror. You have helped me heal from my dysmorphia. Mm-hmm. I wrote about it in my third book. I have physical dysmorphia where I always see myself bigger than I really am. Mm-hmm. But you've helped me because I'll ask you and you are my honest, loving mirror. You don't lie to me and tell me, hey, you look like you're a size 2. You're like, you'll probably never be a size 2 because you have some hips, which I love. Mm-hmm. And so that truth really helps me stay balanced. I don't want to be a size 2 anymore. Yeah. And thank God you helped me with that. But, you know, what I look like now, I feel super sexy on some days because I'm like, my husband loves this. Mm-hmm. And so have your husband be your loving, honest mirror if you can't see yourself. But work on you seeing yourself, you being your own mirror. It's great that we have a husband that can do that, but you can do it for yourself, girl. Mm-hmm. Tell yourself in the mirror, I look good in these jeans. I'm going to wear these jeans every single day because I love them. Mm-hmm. And really, really learn to love yourself because your children are watching you. And if you have a 9-year-old that is asking herself if she's fat, she probably heard it from you. Wow. And we have to watch that as moms.
Yeah, that's good. This is the power of us.
Let's get rid of these daddy's issues, ladies. Love you guys.
See you guys next week.